This is pretty much all going to be follow-ups. There is a little bit beyond that, but by and large, we're talking follow-ups. Welcome back, nerds. Did you miss me? It's been a couple of weeks, and this is still the place to get all of your pop culture and nerdy news. This is Generally Nerdy. The name of the show is The Week in Nerddom, and let's get into housekeeping real quick before we get into the news. First up, the push is still going. We are still trying to get as many of the social media followers as we can for the same reason, so that we can get better interviews and whatnot. But along those two lines, first off, the reason we took off last week, kind of, I mean, I did post, for those of you who follow on the YouTube, I did post a reaction video, but we did not have a news episode because I was covering the final Starfest in Denver, Colorado, and yeah, just didn't have the time to do that and this, being as I'm a one-man show. But I did have the time while there to get a few pretty great interviews, so stay tuned to the YouTube. Actually, they're going to go up on the audio outlets as well, so if you are listening on any of the audio outlets, then you will hear at least a version of all of the interviews we got over the weekend. So that will be happening. And then on the other side of that, the social media stuff, apparently I had to start a new TikTok channel because I don't know why, honestly. There was no real reason. I was literally in the middle of scheduling some posts, and then all of a sudden they shut down my TikTok page. Because no reason actually was given to me. It was just, this page is locked and we're not going to do anything about it. I've tried to get a hold of their community service. I've tried to get a hold of them directly and nothing. It seems automated, and there's no reason why that happened. And so we're just now, instead of Generally Nerdy all one word, it is at Generally _ Nerdy. So hopefully they don't do it again. Otherwise, we're just gonna, when the TikTok nonsense, when the dust around that settles, we'll probably just focus, or not TikTok, Twitter. When the Twitter dust settles, we'll probably just do that, because I can schedule posts there as well. So if they're gonna shut me down for no reason, I don't need to use their platform. Sadly, it is one of the fastest growing platforms out there, and you know, an audience is a good thing. But either way, I'm rambling. That is all that we have really for housekeeping. As far as the news goes for this episode, we are going to be playing a little bit of catch up, so bear with me. Let's get into it. TV streaming, we're jumping right in. This is pretty much all going to be follow-ups. There is a little bit beyond that, but by and large, we're talking follow-ups for TV streaming. So let's just head in first. The Boys, the spinoff, the college years spinoff, is full force. We have casting announcements for our leads in this new spinoff for The Boys. Still no official title for what it's going to be called. Something to do with college. And I saw in one of the, one of my sources listed as a young adult title. I don't think that's the direction they're trying to go with this. I think it's going to be more adult work like The Boys is, but you know, I could be wrong. So casting, they have cast Jazz Sinclair, who you will remember as Rosalind from The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. She's going to be playing a character named Marie. They also have Lizzie Broadway, who is going to be called Emma, and or a character named Emma, and then Maddie Phillips and Chance Perdomo will be in here as well, though their character names have not yet been released. They're all presumably going to be superpowered as well, because the college that they all attend is for superpowered kids. So yeah, sounds pretty interesting. Definitely one, we'll be keeping tabs on this like we always do. Moving next, we're talking about the Dune series, Dune Sisterhood. We have some casting here as well as showrunner announcements. So the new showrunner is going to be Diane Ademu John. And also, Johan Rink will direct the first two episodes, as well as be an executive producer on the show. It will be a prequel. We do know this officially. It is going to be a prequel to the Dune movies. I'm pretty sure we all knew that from reading the book. But continuing on, there is a brief teaser synopsis, which I will read for you now. So set 10,000 years before the ascension of Paul Atreides, Dune, the Sisterhood, follows the Harkonnen sisters as they combat forces that threaten the future of humankind and establish the fabled sect known as the Bene Gesserit.
I'm super excited about this. Anything Dune related, count me in. I'm going to be there with bells on, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed like a squirrel on crack.
So, that's what we have for that follow-up. Our next follow-up is the Mayfair Witches, which is the other Anne Rice series that it has been announced. And now they're going out of pre-production and into early production. I don't know that they're going into principal photography just yet, but we do have casting there as well. We have Jack Huston has been cast as Lasher, who is one of the main characters for the series. We also have Alexandra Daddario from White Lotus. Daddario will be playing Rowan, who is billed as, quote, a brilliant doctor who grapples with her fate as the heir to a family of powerful witches. So she is going to be our main character. She will be opposite Harry Hamlin, who was in, if you remember, Mad Men. He played Jim Coulter. Hamlin will be playing the Mayfair patriarch named Cortland Mayfair, and he is billed as, quote, a voracious appetite for, as someone, quote, with a voracious appetite for more money, more powerful, and more life. Also on the cast, we have Tungei. Oh man, I apologize for this one. All right, so we have Tungei Krissa. Carissa as Citroën, Annabeth Gish as Deirdre, Beth Grant as Carlotta, Erica Gimple as Ellie, and Jen Richards as Jojo. So, moving right along nicely there. There's much less egregious casting in the Mayfair Witches, so very interested to see the compare and contrast between Mayfair and Vampire. Let's move right along. We got a new teaser for the Cobra Kai Season 5. Season 5 will be launching September 6th on Netflix. I believe this is the final season. I'm pretty sure that's what I heard, though don't quote me on that until we get a little bit closer to that date. In other areas of the nerddom, we're talking Doctor Who. The announcement has just been made that I'm going to butcher this guy's name, and I am so very sorry, but Nakuti Gatwa has been cast as the next Doctor, a young black man from the show Sex Education. That seems right in line with what we were expecting. I think this one will go over much better with the fandom than the previous casting choice for whatever reason. I honestly, I'm not a huge Doctor Who fan, so I got no dog in that fight. Next, we're talking about Black Mirror. We just got an announcement that season 6 is in fact happening, and it is going to happen sometime this year, though we don't have an exact date just yet. We do know, though, that it is only going to be 3 episodes for Black Mirror, but we are going to be getting even longer than the last season. If you remember last season, they extended the episodes to an hour and we got 6 of them. Well, this time they're going to be, quote, feature length episodes, so approximately an hour and a half, and there's going to be 3 of them. So, interesting. Always down for some new Black Mirror. I just wonder where it's going to go for a 6th season. I honestly figured that since some of the things they predicted in that show started coming true, that they were going to be a little freaked out and not make another season. Glad to see I was wrong. Next, we're talking about Quantum Leap. We have the reboot series has officially been ordered to series, so NBC is moving forward with it, even though we still have no Scott Bakula officially part of anything to do with the new Quantum Leap series. And then our final follow-up kind of has to do with something I'm associated with, and that's the Kamidogu podcast.
podcast. I'm just dropping this in for some shameless self-promotion. But the guys that do the audio side of things on Comedogu are going to be talking with Andrew Bowen, who did the voice of Johnny Cage, amongst other characters, in Mortal Kombat X, as well as Mortal Kombat 11. So that's pretty freaking cool. Should be up, I believe, as you are watching or listening to this episode. So go check it out, Comedogu on YouTube or comedogu.com, and you can see the audio or listen to the audio or see the video, whichever you want to do. It's available there. That being said, we do have one final follow-up thing, and that has to do with cancellations. Shows that have been canceled since we last spoke are as follows. Official cancellation for Batwoman, which we kind of saw that one coming. Space Force also officially got canceled on Netflix, which kind of makes me sad because I thought that one was surprisingly balanced with its humor, even though it was very, very political. It was still a lot of fun to watch. Legacies, MODOK, and Naomi. So CW is cleaning house, and MODOK on Hulu. Nobody watched that show, so kind of saw that one coming too. No real surprises here outside of Space Force. That is what we have for the follow-ups portion. Like I said, huge catch-up episode. Now let's get into trailers for TV streaming. So first one, actually, I knew about this one about almost 4 weeks ago now, and I didn't put it in here because I wasn't sure 100% that it was real. And then I did a little bit of research and I saw it catch a couple of headlines, and now we know that this is legit. Mystery Inc. is a new show, kind of. We have a pilot for it anyway. You can see the entire pilot on the YouTubes if you'll follow the link. This is a Scooby-Doo, live-action Scooby-Doo series that is in the vein of Riverdale and Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, and just very interesting. I don't know, the acting is not great. The writing is different. I'm not going to say it's terrible, and I'm definitely not going to say it's fantastic, but it is unique. And that says something, because it's kind of difficult to do that in the landscape in which we are right now. So definitely worth a watch, if for no other reason than morbid curiosity. Again, Mystery Inc. link in the description. I don't know if it's going to make it to a proper season. If it does, we'll talk about it then. Our next one, we have a new trailer for the next season of Westworld. Season 4 is going to be coming out June 26th. Just Jonathan Nolan and Lisa Kay doing amazing things. I'm going to be there. Again, bells on. Squirrel on crack. Okay. The Boys, Season 3, also has a new trailer. This time we see our first taste of Soldier Boy, Jensen Ackles, making his debut in the trailer this time. Super excited about this, not gonna lie. It looks like they're going to go a little bit in a different direction with Soldier Boy than what we got in the comic books, and I'm down for it because I'm a bit of a Jensen Ackles nerd. So, that being said, that is our TV streaming section, except for TV streaming suggestions. This is going to be a little bit of a different one. Julia is the name of the show I'm suggesting this time. Julia is on HBO Max, and it deals with Julia Child. This show is surprisingly compelling and a wonderful thing for food nerds and just people who like very charismatic ladies, because Julia Child, for whatever else you might think of her, she is nothing but charisma. She's amazing. And I think the actress that they got to play her, while she doesn't look exactly like Julia, because I mean, honestly, who looks exactly like Julia Child outside of Julia Child? She definitely embodies this character incredibly well. Wow. We also have a little bit of a Frasier reunion going on. I'm going to brain fart the actors' names, so I'm just not going to say them because they're not in the notes, because I take, that's right, amazing notes. So yeah, it's worth a watch. It's really good. It's really damn good. Go check out Julia on HBO Max. Movies is surprisingly small considering the size of everything else. So let's get into this right now. We have some follow-ups. Again, the meat and potatoes of our episode today is follow-ups in everything. So our first follow-up has to do with Fast X. We have a new director, which, I mean, it took a couple weeks and they lost a few million dollars because of it. But we now have Louis Leterrier behind the camera. That's really the only update that's worth talking about for that movie, so we're moving right along. Next, we have Dune Part 2. We have Christopher Walken joining the cast, as well as Florence Pugh and Austin Butler. Christopher Walken is supposed to be Emperor Shaddam IV. Florence Pugh will be his daughter, Irulan, and Austin Butler will be playing Fade Rautha, the Harkonnen that is going to be taking the Shaddam Emperor. He's the next in line for the power and the things and the stuff. And I think Christopher Walken as the Emperor is a brilliant casting choice, assuming our information is correct. That is what we have for follow-ups. Let's get into trailers. We finally have our first taste of Avatar. We also have the subtitle for the next movie, Avatar: The Shape. I'm sorry, The Way of Water. Avatar: The Way of Water. I don't know if this trailer does enough to get me to want to watch this movie. After watching the first one, I don't know if I have to watch the second one. I kind of get it. Sorry. I don't know. It doesn't do anything for me, but it's there if you want to see it. Also, we have a new Adam Sandler movie called Hustle that is going to be coming to Netflix, and it is another serious role for Adam Sandler, which I'm all for. After Uncut Gems, I think Adam Sandler should do plenty more serious roles, especially like Punch Drunk Love, he was pretty great in, and I don't know. I feel like his comedies fall a little flat these days, and I don't know if that's just because of the changing of the tide, or he's just losing what made him an amazing comedian when he was younger. I don't know. Either way, drama seems to be the way to go, and that's what this one is. He's playing a basketball scout, and that's all I really remember from the synopsis. It just looks pretty good. Go watch the trailer. Go watch the show when it comes out, or the movie when it comes out. And then our one piece of news for the movie section has to do with something that I didn't think we were ever going to get to talk about on the show necessarily, and that is Spinal Tap is getting a sequel. That's right. Spinal Tap. So after 40 years, we're finally seeing what happened to the guys in Spinal Tap. Did they find that elusive amplifier that went to 12? I don't know where they're going with this, honestly, but I can't wait to go for the ride. This is going to be a lot of fun, even if it's a train wreck. Like, there is honestly no way this could go anywhere in between. Either it's going to be amazing because it's well done comedy, or it's going to be amazing because it's just so bad. I don't see this going anywhere down the middle, but I could be wrong, and it could be god awful boring. Who knows until it comes out? We don't, so we're moving on. That is what we have for the movie section proper. So let's get into movie suggestions. We're going to do two suggestions for movies this week. Spinal Tap, the first movie, is going to be our first suggestion, because if you haven't seen it, you owe it to yourself to watch it. And if you haven't seen it, then you should have no right to be excited about the sequel. But the other one is a Guy Ritchie movie. I'm a bit of a Guy Ritchie fan, and I honestly just watched The Gentlemen, even though I wanted to see it in theaters. And I totally wish now that I had seen it in theaters, because it was an incredible amount of fun. If you are a fan of Guy Ritchie style, this is the most Guy Ritchie movie to ever Guy Ritchie, at least since Snatch, which is probably my favorite Guy Ritchie movie. So yeah, totally worth a watch. This is surprisingly good. Matthew McConaughey is incredibly dynamic in this movie. And Charlie Hunnam's accent just doesn't know where it's coming from, which is kind of worth the watch in and of itself, because it's that part is so bad. The rest of it, great fun, but whew, Charlie Hunnam, bro, you are British. You know this, right? This isn't news. Anyway, go watch Gentlemen, go watch Spinal Tap. That is our suggestions for the week in movies. So let's hit the rumor mill now, because that's the final section that we do for the episode. No confirmations or refutations. We do have a couple of new sources. The first one is MODOK, the live action movie, is rumored once again to be featuring Jim Carrey in the title role. This source isn't any better than the last source, but it is a second source, so we're going to bump it up just a little bit and say 55% likely that Jim Carrey will in fact be playing MODOK in live action. And then our other news source actually has some new information behind it as well. And that is the Fantastic Four. We now have word, and the news source elaborates or restates rather a rumor we've been hearing forever. And that's John Krasinski is being rumored to play Mr. Fantastic, aka Reed Richards, aka the Elastic Man. Elastic Man was somebody else. Anyway, so Krasinski, he's already done it once. He was in the Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness, however brief. But that's, you know, just because things happened in that movie doesn't mean he can't come back to the role as a variant from a different universe or as a proper 616 variant that, you know, we've gone over different rumors of how that could happen. So we have that rumor. But then this news source also goes on to say that we also have a word that he is very probably going to be not only starring in this movie, directing this movie. Now, we do know that his show on Amazon Prime, Jack Ryan, is no more. He is not going to be returning for another season of Jack Ryan, so that kind of frees him up to do some things. If that is approximately 5 to 6 movies in the MCU canon, it's surprising, especially if the check was big enough. So, I feel like there is a fair amount of reason to believe that this could be happening. Though, it is a pretty source. I did corroborate this with someone else too, which is also a weak source, but one that we've gotten from in the past. So that puts us up to about 60% likely that we'll be seeing Krasinski as Mr. Fantastic and directing. Our next rumor is a brand new one, and that has to do with the Marvel Halloween special. We know that one is coming, and this rumor says that the Man-Thing is going to be making some sort of appearance, be it cameo or small role. That still remains to be seen, but Man-Thing, there's no reason to believe one way or the other, so we're splitting the difference, going 50% likely that we will be seeing the Man-Thing in the Marvel Halloween special. And then we have Batman rumors for the next Batman Matt Reeves movie, the Batman 2, effectively. And this one is that the big bad is going to be Clayface. I honestly have seen this one rumbling for a little while. We haven't necessarily talked about it on the show because this is the first time it comes from a decent source. So decent does not mean great, and it is kind of the only source that we're actually giving any credit. So we're splitting the difference on this one as well. 50% likely that the Clayface is going to be the big bad for the Batman 2. I think honestly a big part of that is because I just think Clayface is going to be incredibly difficult to do, and I don't know how willing Reeves is to put that kind of work in to make that a great movie, but I mean, he did a pretty good job with the last one, so I can't say definitely one way or the other, hence the 50%. Thank you, my Nerdy Legion compatriots. That is the end of the episode. For more on comics and comic culture, you can jump over to nerdylegion.com and subscribe to any and all of the podcasts we offer on the subject. I see about half of you that listen to this show regularly are not yet subscribed. Please don't feel ashamed or afraid or whatever to subscribe to the show, or go find me on the YouTube if you want to get deeper into the nerd news or just see the other generally nerdy things that I get myself into, youtube.com/generallynerdy. Thank you very much, nerds, and we'll see you next time.